Riot Squad, a female-powered media agency proudly presenting Camp Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania's first and only DIY punk rock summer camp, September 1st through 3rd in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Come camp with us for 3 nights of non-stop punk rock all weekend long, with over 40 bands and tons of activities. Tickets on sale now at camppunksylvania.com. That's Camp, PunkSylvania.com. See you there. No corporate sponsors, no rules. Do it yourself, bring in punk rock back to its roots. I want to go, I want to go to Camp Pennsylvania.
Hi, I'm Adam Wright, and this is Your Life's a Mixtape.
Welcome to another episode of Your Life, the Mixtape. This week, I have got probably one of the most famous people to ever appear on the show. He is a singer, a songwriter, a TikToker. He is the master of the mashup, and he has the best hair on social media. His album Main Character is out right now. You know him, you love him. He is the brilliant, the amazing, the beautiful, the national fucking treasure that is Mr. Adam Wright. Hello, sir.
That was the best introduction I think I've ever received. That was so kind of you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
No problem. Thank you for being here. I'm very curious about your answers to a lot of these questions as a musician. So what is your favorite song right now?
I've been really obsessed with the new Rina Sawayama track called This Hell. I think she is just an incredible musician, and I think she's gonna change the industry. And I think her new single just totally feels fresh, but also has so many amazing, you know, early 2000s kind of influence that I just love.
Nice, nice. I like that song too. So, excellent answer. Besides yourself, who is an artist you feel like everybody should be listening to?
I have really been obsessed with Isaac Dunbar. He's a younger pop artist. I believe he's only 18 or 19 now, but I truly think that he's been, you know, putting out music since he's been 16, and I think he's has a revolutionary way of songwriting and producing, and I think he just has something to him that I haven't heard in many other artists.
Okay, I have to check that out. I don't think I'm familiar with any of his stuff, so
I highly recommend.
So taking it back a little bit, what is the first song that you remember hearing?
I don't fully know. I know, like, I have kind of a clouded image of my childhood and what I grew up listening to, because obviously I had like the nursery rhymes that, you know, that bedtime kind of songs, but I definitely, my household was very 80s music growing up. That's what my parents listened to, so I grew up with a lot of like 80s and ABBA. I feel like that is kind of some of the first music I really remember. For some reason, I also, one of the first songs I remember is Swinging on a Star by, I think, Bing Crosby.
Ooh, good song.
I do not know why. I think maybe it was like I did it in a like a really young elementary like choir show or something. But that song, for some reason in my head, is just one of the first ones I remember knowing.
That's a fantastic song. Love that. What's the song that always makes you cry?
It's a more recent track. Kind of a popular one as well, but the Olivia Rodrigo record from last year, the closing track on that album is called Hope You're Okay, and that song made me cry numerous times just because of the message, hits pretty close to home, And it's just a song that I wish I could have, you know, heard 5 years ago. And I think it has a really beautiful message, and the way it's written is just very beautiful.
I like that. That's a fantastic track. That whole album is good.
Oh yeah.
what's your guilty pleasure song?
I really love the song from the Black Mirror episode that Miley Cyrus was on. I believe it's called On a Roll, the song by her like alternate persona, Ashley O. I know it's meant to be like the cliche pop song that's written for the show to show how cliche pop music is, but it hits. It really, sometimes I'm just like, wow, this song, I'm listening to the car and I'm just like singing along. Just, definitely a guilty pleasure.
Yes, I will absolutely agree with you on that. What's the best song to sing in the shower?
Maybe partly just because shower includes water, but Set Fire to the Rain, I believe, is a great belty, like, you know, any Adele song really in the shower is just a go-to. But Set Fire to the Rain, I feel like being like drenched in water and just like screaming that song just fills every emotion.
I love it. And the general consensus to this question seems to be that it's, you know, shower songs are meant to be just big and belty and
yep,
just massive.
100%.
What is the song that best summarizes what love is?
I feel like I have two examples that I think really showcase the rawness of it. I think Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey, is a great track just for like the lovey-dovey sort of like feels. Also, I Want to Dance with Somebody, you know, is always just a hit that I feel like, you know, a lot of times love isn't just like, it doesn't just always happen. And sometimes there's a want for it. And I think it, you know, perfectly encapsulates that kind of feeling of wanting love.
Those are both fantastic answers. Yes. So on the flip side of that, what's the best song about a breakup?
That's a hard one, because I've loved a lot of breakup songs in my day. I think a go-to for me that I think is just always a solid song is Hot and Cold, Katy Perry. Maybe there's some nostalgia in it that also does it for me, but that song I feel like it's just the perfect, especially for like a lot of, you know, millennials, Gen Z, that's just like the song that you're just like, you're hot and you're like, it's just I think it's perfect for breakups.
And an underappreciated Katy Perry bop at that.
Truly. I love that song dearly.
What is a song that you once loved, but you've listened to it recently and you've gone, oh, that hasn't aged well?
You know, I think that there are songs, I personally have a belief that songs cannot be technically good, but I can still like them. And I feel like there's a lot of songs like that. I think there's a lot of Black Eyed Peas songs that I listen back, I'm like, oh, this did not age well. This really is just, in theory, not a great song. Will I still scream the lyrics if it comes on? Of course. But I'm still, sometimes I'm like, ooh, we really thought this was like high quality music for a time.
Yep. What's the greatest song from a film soundtrack?
That one, I am a very big Adele fan, so Skyfall to me is just a classic, like iconic song. I feel like, you know, James Bond theme songs already have this sort of magnitude to them, but Skyfall just is one of the most memorable songs, I think, to me, when I think of film soundtracks.
And along those same lines, what film has the greatest overall soundtrack?
Unironically, Shrek 2 has a fantastic soundtrack. Also, one of the best songs from a film soundtrack, the Holding Out for a Hero Shrek 2 version.
Yes.
Undeniably iconic. I think the Shrek 2 soundtrack, just every song that comes on, you're just like, yes, this is it. This is everything.
I like that. And that is the correct answer. Yes.
Yes.
what television show has the best theme song?
Ooh, I can't choose just one. There's so many iconic theme songs. I feel like the first thing that comes to mind is The Big Bang Theory, just because I remember being, you know, like 8 in gym class, and all my friends would still be singing, "There's a whole person in a hot den speaking really 14 million years ago." Like, it was just such an iconic, you know, theme song at the time. Of course, like, the Succession theme song is great. I also am very much a, you know, Disney Channel kid at heart. So, like, the Wizards of Waverly Place theme song also just, I think, is immaculate.
I appreciate your answers on that, because usually the immediate go-to is the Golden Girls.
Really? I see that. I guess I also, maybe not that generation as well, which might
That's fair.
That a little bit.
So since you mentioned that you are a, or that you were a Disney Channel kid, what's the greatest song from a Disney film?
Partly I think it's just because of the nostalgia and just the impact that it had on me as a kid. Can You Feel the Love Tonight from Lion King? It's just a stellar track. I also think How Far I'll Go from Moana is also just a stellar track. I think Disney just is always in their bag when it comes to creating memorable, iconic soundtracks. And I think both of those songs are just some of the most classic ones.
Yes. What is the song that whenever it comes on, wherever you are just absolutely going to dance to it?
This is another song that I feel like has not technically aged that well and is not necessarily a great song, but I will dance to it nonetheless, is Like a G6. That production, that instrumental, that beat, just a boom 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 boom, every time I'm like, oh, all right, let's get on the dance floor, it's time, let's go ham.
It's one of the more memorable beat drops in recent history.
Like, yeah, 100%. And I feel like it's also an underrated song. I feel like a lot of when it comes on, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this song. And then it's just like, oh yes, like, let's know it.
Yes, absolutely it is. What is the song that means the most to you? Not necessarily because of the song itself, the song could be trash, but because of the memories you have attached to it.
Yeah, kind of along the lines of what you said, I wouldn't say the song's trash, but Dynamite by Teo Cruz. Mainly the reason why I would say is because when I started my YouTube channel, when I was like 8 or 9, I did a cover of Dynamite. It was the worst cover ever. There were some parts where I didn't know the lyrics, so I literally just put the original track back up. But it just means a lot to me memory wise because, you know, YouTube has just become such a huge part of my life and my career. And that song is, you know, that I did that when I first started my channel before I even did all the mashup stuff, but it still held a significance to me in that regard.
I like that. Love that song. If you were on RuPaul's Drag Race, what would be your ideal lip sync for your life song?
This also would go for my karaoke song of choice as well, but Bang Bang, because I know every part, I know every verse. I will give you that whole Nicki rap. I will go in on that. And I truly, I think, yeah, that's just it. Bang Bang.
Yeah, that's, yes. That's a fantastic song. I love that song.
It truly, I don't know what crack they put in that song. So good.
What's your theme song?
Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid. Nice. I think that song, ironically, is just a great overall song for our generation. But I just, it's also, you know, a song that, you know, raised me through high school too. So I'm like, you know, it just has a significance to me.
I like it. I like it. who is an artist that is considered a one-hit wonder that you feel like should have been bigger?
I have truly believed this ever since the song went big, but I believe it's pronounced Gautier. Yes. They had Now You're Just Somebody That I Used to Know. That song was so immaculate for the time. And it also, it still holds up. It's a great song. And I would have just loved to hear what other, like, hard-hitting, like, just chart toppers that they could have produced. I'm sure they probably made more music. I have not checked it out, but I wish that they could have kept that ball rolling.
Yeah, their debut album, it's very experimental. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's really good.
I need to check that out then.
Yeah. What's the song that reminds you of home?
I would say it's more of a recent song, but All the Stars, that's Kendrick Lamar and SZA, because that is the first song I listened to when I got my first car in high school, when I first started driving, and like my first car that was my own. That was the song that was on my playlist at the time, and it was the first one I listened to when I was driving, and I would almost listen to it almost every day when I would drive to school. So anytime I hear that song, it makes me think of, you know, my first car, you know, driving to high school at the age of like 16, just, you know, has that nostalgia for me.
Love that. Yeah. What is the sexiest song?
I truly don't think that this is like the sexiest song of all time, because there are many, many classic songs that I feel like fit this better. But for me personally, a song that I think, you know, really sets the mood, it's High by Dua Lipa. It's not a super well-known song, but it was from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack, which should already, like, you know, get the ball rolling. But there's something about, I think her voice already just has this appeal to it that I feel like really sets a mood in any song she's in. But that song specifically, I heard that for the first time. I was like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, there's something about her voice that I don't know what it is, but it's like, it just works.
I think part of it is the fact that she's just, you know, she's English, so she has that like accent. But, well, no, I wouldn't even say she's English, but like, yeah, she just has that kind of like inflection in her voice that just sounds so like sultry, I guess.
What is the song that defined your generation?
I would have to say We Are Young by Fun. that song, I feel like, especially for Gen Z and young millennials, that was a very popular song, but it was also one that even when I was, you know, 12 and the song is about like bars and drinking, I would still just sing every word. I genuinely would not know the context. I would be like, yes, tonight we are young, like, wow, like, I'm not understanding what this is actually about, but this song, like, it was actually, our high school graduating class tried to make it our class song that we would like play at graduation, but you know, because of the topics of drinking, it didn't pass. But I think that song definitely raised our generation.
Excellent choice. In your opinion, what is the greatest song ever written?
I feel like I have to go with Bohemian Rhapsody. I feel like I have to. I think that's just a masterclass in how to create a musical experience. Like, that's just songwriting at its finest. I don't know if I could say any other song.
Other popular answers to this question have included Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell was one that I got earlier today, actually. Mm. But Bohemian Rhapsody is the hands down answer for this for most people. Yeah.
Can't deny it.
What song is the one that you've listened to the most?
I actually checked the other day. I looked at my, you know, Spotify, what's the song I've streamed the most? And it was actually Physical by Dua Lipa. Nice. I personally am just a big Dua Lipa fan. She's actually on my wall. You can't really see her. that song, I don't know. Maybe it was probably the music video too. But when that song came out, there was just, I loved that whole era for her. And that song was just constantly on repeat. I don't know. Part of it maybe is also, you know, the influences, the kind of 80s influence and just the whole vibe of the song. I just truly gravitated towards it. And I believe it's my most streamed song of all time. It was at least my most streamed song of 2020.
It's funny you said that because on my Spotify Wrapped last year, Hallucinate was my top streamed song.
Taste.
What is the greatest music video of all time?
You know, it's all very subjective, but I think at least, you know, one of the most iconic videos that I think stands the test of time, that, you know, we will forever be thinking about and referencing for years to come, I believe it's the Single Ladies music video. I think everyone and their mother was doing the little dance. And I think, you know, you think of like three dancers, black and white, Single Ladies, like you just can picture it. It's, I wouldn't say it's, you know, the greatest because of its creative direction or the, you know, cinematography or whatever. I think it's just, it's simplistic and it does the job so well.
And I don't know if there's ever been another music video that a tech company has specifically made emojis for.
Yeah. The impact. So,
exactly.
What did I tell you?
What's the greatest musical collaboration of all time?
I think Lady I've never actually known how to say it. Lady Marmalade, maybe Lady Marmalade. What is it?
I think it's Laud.
Marmalade.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I think that female collaboration set the bar for what female collaborations could be. And I don't know if anyone's really touched that yet. I think Bang Bang could have been close, but I don't think anything's really touched that level of just star power. You know, the song was fantastic. It was just a moment.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And when that came out, every one of those ladies was at the top of their game.
Yeah. Truly, it was just a moment. I wasn't really around for that moment. Like I was, but not really, but I know of the moment.
I'm old enough to remember where I was when that video dropped. That's all I'll say about that.
Yes, amazing.
If you could have a song play whenever you entered a room, what would it be?
Just for the dramatics of it, I would love Eye of the Tiger to play every time I walked into the room.
Nice.
Just like I walk into the room, and it's just like, brant, 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 and everyone just turns, and it's just this like I'm walking, like I'm a football player, like running onto the field, but it's just me entering like the bar. Like that would be fantastic.
We'll hire some people to carry like pyrotechnics and shit to set down
Yes,
behind
I
you.
need my own personal fan
Yes.
everywhere I go.
Absolutely. Just a Beyonce moment
Yes,
going
100%.
into Target.
Target, yes. Going into CVS, 100%.
What is the song that no matter what kind of playlist you're making, this song is always going to make an appearance?
Recently, it's been on so many playlists of mine. Electric Love. I don't actually remember the artist. Bournes, is it maybe? I
I
think.
think so.
That love, that song, not that love, that song. Just especially the Oliver remix of it, I really love. But that song, I has some kind of serotonin release that I just feel so alive. I can't explain it. It's just melodically and sonically, it's just such a uplifting and just hype song that I, whether I'm, going on a road trip or, I'm having friends over or, whatever, it's just a song that everyone is just like, yeah.
A friend of mine does burlesque in Nashville, and she has a number to that song. So I absolutely adore that song.
Yes.
All right, so this next question is a three-parter.
Oh, all right.
First part, what is your go-to house cleaning song?
I typically, when I clean, I love to put on 80s music. Partly because, at growing up, my parents would put on 80s music when they cleaned. So, I love listening to all the 80s classics just in general. Whether it's, Madonna or it's, some like Take On Me or just any kind of song from that era. I really don't have a specific one because those are just all I just put on 80s hits playlist and just go. And that for me is like what keeps me, it just puts me in the mood to clean in some way. I can't really explain it.
I like that. I have an 80s house cleaning playlist,
Yes,
so
you
you're fair.
understand.
Yes. Second part, what is your go-to workout song?
I recently actually I found my new workout song. I wasn't exactly sure what it was for a while. One second. I need to find the name quick. I had it and then it left me. But it's called 1993. It's Oliver Tree. I recently got into Oliver Tree this past year, and this song, the bass line, just puts me in. Like I'm just, it puts me in the workout mood. It's just so hype and intense, and it's just driving force to keep me going.
I love that. And last part to this question, What is your go-to driving song?
I think I would, this is also just one of my favorite songs of all time, but it would be Shelter by Porter Robinson.
Oh, nice.
It's definitely, it's like Porter Robinson's most, you know, like known song. But I think it's just such a beautiful song, but such an upbeat and energetic song that especially, you know, when I turn the bass up in my car a little bit and I'm just have windows down, just cruising down the highway, just that like, oh, that just, it gives me a feeling that no other song does.
Excellent answer. So this next question is a two-parter.
Okay.
First part is, what is one song you would give anything to see played live? And the follow-up to it is, would it be a cover or would it be done by the original artist?
So I personally, one of my favorite songs of all time is Nothing Left to Say by Imagine Dragons. It was a deep cut on their, I don't know if it was their debut album, but it was definitely the album that made them big. You know, it had Radioactive, Demons, all of that stuff. And that song is just such a musical experience to me that no other song has really replicated before. And to hear that live, I think I would ascend. I think I would just leave this world. I would love to hear that song live because that song, the amount of like times and nights that I've spent just, you know, like before I go to bed, just like listening to that song and just like transcending into the world of the song. I don't really know how to explain it, but to hear that song live would truly be a unreal experience for me. And it would be by them. It would, Imagine Dragons singing it. Because I'm not totally in, I don't listen to like a lot of their new stuff, but that album and that song to me really, from like the age of 13, just took a hold of me.
Okay. Now, before we get to the final question of the show, I've got two bonus questions that I only ask musicians when they come on the show. Okay. And then a third bonus question that is just actually specifically for you.
Oh, fun.
So which ones do you want first?
Surprise me.
Okay.
I have no preference.
All right. As a musician, what is a song that you wish you had written?
Oh, there's so many. There are so many songs that I listen to and I am just like, why didn't I make this? I'm like, can I go back in time 4 years and just make it before them quick? Oh, that's a hard one. I don't know how to choose which one. I like to look back at my wall because it's just a bunch of albums that I, you know, have up. This is a good question. I haven't really thought about this. I would have loved to make Blinding Lights The Weeknd. Nice. It was such a, you know, obviously it was such, you know, a hit song. I think it's like now on the top like 10, 20, 30 songs of all time on Billboard. So, you know, partly for the reason that, you know, I would love a hit song and make all that money. But I think it was one of the cases where I thought that, you know, a hit song was really good. I think it was such a well done song. And I was really happy that it achieved the success it had because I think it was just such a great song for him. And I think it was such a great song for everyone. And I first heard the song when it came out, you know, the night it came out, and it was like months before it even, you know, got as big as it did. And I was like, yeah, this song is going to be huge. And I wish I could have wrote that. Would have been amazing.
So this is the question that is just specifically for you.
Okay.
Which of the mashups that you've created is your favorite?
Ah, that's what I thought this question was going to be. This is a really hard one too, because, you know, even though I make mashups of other people's songs, they still have such a deep connection to me, especially the ones that I work so long on. I'm going to say two, if that's okay.
Because yeah, absolutely.
I can't narrow it down. But one of the most special projects to me that I get to do every year is my year-end mashups, where I mash up the top like 100 songs of the year. It's truly just a passion project that I spend over, you know, 80 to 100 hours on. And it's always, you know, I always strive to, what in whatever I do, whether it's original music or mashups, create a listening experience that, you know, transcends just the lyrics or just the melody or just the instrumentation. I want, when you're listening, to be on a journey. And so that, my latest 2021 year-end mashup, I am so, so proud of, and I think is some of my best work. And then also my second favorite is, speaking of that Nothing Left to Say song by Imagine Dragons, when I celebrated 500,000 subscribers, I made a giant mashup of like 30, 40 songs on top of that song. Because it was, you know, it is one of my favorite songs of all time. So when I hit that milestone, I wanted to, you know, make a mix of something that I truly loved. I didn't want it to be, you know, something based on the top song of the whatever time or whatever. I just wanted to make it based on what I wanted. And I truly, that to me, if you want to listen to a mashup that takes you on a journey, that takes you on a journey. All right. That is a listening experience. So those are my top two.
Both good answers. Both good answers. I'm a little disappointed that you didn't mention the Love Shack Bang Bang mashup, because that is my personal favorite.
You don't understand how happy it makes me to hear you say that, because I think that's so underrated. I think that is one of my best, you know, two-way mashups of two songs. That makes me so happy to hear you say that, because I truly think that's one of my best ones, and I think it just works so well. And not many people reference it or know it, so that makes me so happy.
Yes, I fucking love it.
Yes.
And final bonus question. If the music industry gods came to you one day and said, Adam, you can record any song that you want. Price doesn't matter to buy the rights, whatever. You can record whatever you want. Pick a song. What song do you pick?
To like release as like a cover of my own?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You know, I think it would be a challenge for me to do it, because it is the artist who sings it is such a vocal mastermind. But I would love to do PYT by Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I think that would be such a challenge, but it would be so much fun. That is that song, or Beat It by Michael Jackson too. I think both of those songs, you know, those prices would be insane. But that would be such a fun and, you know, worthwhile experience.
Love that. So if anyone from the industry is listening and would like to make that happen for Adam, by
all
means.
I would appreciate it.
You've died, and the people have mourned for 80 days. Everybody's wearing black. People have gotten your face tattooed on them. Yes. And you are at the gates of whatever kind of afterlifey type thing that you believe in. And before they'll let you through the gates, they're putting together a welcome basket. There's muffins and tea and some pamphlets of some sort.
Gotcha.
But they are also making a mixtape of your life. Now, the most important question that you will answer in this time that we have spent together, Adam Wright.
Okay.
What is the first song on that mixtape?
I need to explain this quick because it's a version of a song that's not actually like released on streaming services. But if I'm entering the gates of heaven, I want to hear No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande, but the music video version that has the choir like stacked vocals at the beginning. So I'm just entering the gates of heaven and it's like, and it's just like the whole like experience, I think. And then, you know, I'm hopefully in a positive afterlife and just No Tears Left to Cry can shake off the death and just live my best afterlife.
I love that. That's a fantastic answer. So we have come to the end of the show. If there is anything that you have to plug, or if you want to drop your social media handles for the folks at home to give you a follow, and I highly recommend that they do, you are more than welcome to do that now.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can find me on YouTube at Adam Music with one M. My Instagram is AdamMusic_. I am dropping my new single, Runaway, with my dear friend Jamila on June 16th. So depending on the time of this, it may be out now, or check it out when it does come out. I'm really excited for that song. And yeah, I got a lot of new music and mashups coming in the future, so be sure to look out for it.
And for the people at home, this episode is airing June 16th. So you're listening to it right now. So if you've made it this far into the episode, pause this, go listen to Adam's new single, and then come back and finish the minute and a half that's left in this episode.
Perfect timing.
Adam Wright, thank you so much for being here. I have enjoyed this immensely.
Thank you. I've enjoyed myself so much. This has been so much fun.
Love this podcast? Consider supporting this show. You decide how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Visit the link in the episode description to support now.